Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Great to be with you. We're on the last section here of Matthew chapter 5, so we're going to finish this up over the next couple days. But today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45, which say, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." Wow. Love your enemy. That's pretty hard. Now, Jesus here, when he's saying, "You've heard it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." The love your neighbor part is actually from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Now, nowhere in the Old Testament does it say to hate your enemy. Now, this is most likely an allusion to the command that Moses gave to the Israelites to wipe out the Canaanites, lest the Israelites fall into idolatry. But this is part of the greatest commandment here. Love your enemy. So remember the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. You see, here Jesus does something profound. He's defining who the neighbor is. But he says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. See, the Israelites in Jesus' day had a very narrow interpretation of who one's neighbor was. And you could read more about that in Luke chapter 10, you know, with the Good Samaritan, for example. To them, your neighbor was only your fellow Israelite. Here, Jesus expands. He said, no, it's also the Gentiles. So here Jesus is countering the disdain that a lot of the Jewish people at the time had for the Gentiles. And this is profound because it also meant their Roman persecutors as well. So this impartial treatment of others is paramount to Christian mercy. Love your neighbor. Pray, no matter how hard it is, for those who persecute you. That's how we're differentiated from the world. That's how people know that we're Christians. God bless you. Have a great day.